You're listening to the Chiro Basics Podcast, the show dedicated to chiropractic practice success. Here's your host, Nick Fisher.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Chiro Basics Podcast. Today I wanted to get on and talk more about the state of Facebook ads for the chiropractic industry. Facebook ads are a big part of marketing strategies, and especially in the digital space, for practices to try to drive growth. And I talk to a lot, I feel like I have this conversation almost every day with a practice that has either tried running Facebook ads in the past, they're currently running Facebook ads, whether they're doing it in-house or they've hired some Facebook ad guru to run these ads, and they've struggled. You can struggle with Facebook ads. The feedback that I hear a lot of times, and if you've run Facebook ads for your practice, you probably know the pain points, but the leads are bad. You get bad leads. Rather, the contact information isn't working. They're not picking up the phone. They're not emailing you back. They don't respond. Maybe they do respond. They set up an appointment, but they don't show up. In rare cases, when they show up, they're not actually like committing to the long-term care that's going to help their health. And you know, that's the feedback I get. And you probably have experienced this yourself if you've run Facebook ads for your practice. And I want to just really talk about why that is. Like, why are Facebook ads not working for your practice, and how you can fix it? Because Facebook will work. It does work for your practice if you use it correctly. And the problem is that there's so much bad strategy being pushed on the chiropractic industry that a lot of chiropractors don't want to run Facebook ads anymore because they've tried it. They've used a couple different Facebook guys and they haven't gotten good leads. They've spun their wheels trying to chase down these leads, getting people to start care, and it feels kind of slimy. So they don't have really a taste for pursuing the Facebook channel anymore. So let's just break it down. Let's go into, you know, why the Facebook ads, why a lot of chiropractors struggle with Facebook ads. So the first thing is you're running the wrong strategy on Facebook. So people do not go to Facebook to look for a chiropractor. If you have a health problem, you're not going to Facebook to find a solution for that health problem. You are typically going to get a referral from a friend or family member if you're experiencing an issue, or you're going to go to Google. That's where you go actively looking for something. So you can't go to Facebook and treat it as if people are looking for you there. You have to treat it differently. So when you run your Facebook ads, you can't just push out there a new patient special for $20 and expect that to entice someone to make concrete steps to bettering their health. Instead, what you should focus on is how can you educate and how can you capture people that are actually interested in bettering their health. If you just run new patient special ads and you're just trying to push out a promotional offer and shove that down people's throats, the only response that you're going to get are people that are looking for a good deal. The tire kickers, the people that happen to see that it was a cheap offer and they're like, hey, I'll sign up for that. But they don't actually commit. They're not actually interested. They don't even know who you are. They don't really know what chiropractic is. And they're definitely not interested in committing to a long-term solution to improve their lifestyle and their health. So instead, you have to look at Facebook differently. You have to think about this channel differently. It's a social media platform. It is not a search engine. So you need to use it as such. And as a chiropractor, you probably know that everybody really could use chiropractic care. Everybody in your community has some way can benefit from getting treatment and getting care from a chiropractor. So the problem is that most people don't know that. Most people could use chiropractic and they don't even know it. There's people driving by your office today that could use your help and your service, and they're not familiar with it. They don't know that. So Facebook is a channel where you can bridge that gap. You can educate your community by using social media. So what we suggest is, if you're going to tackle Facebook and Instagram and any of the social channels to help grow your practice, you need to start there. If you look at a traditional sales funnel, the top of a sales funnel, you know, it's broken out into sections, right? And the top of the funnel is always labeled awareness. Awareness. You need to make sure that people are aware of what you do, how you do it, and how it benefits them. They need to know what chiropractic is. They need to know the common symptoms that you typically can help with. They need to know, you know, the type of treatments that are provided in a chiropractic clinic. So you have to start at the top of the funnel to fill the bucket up. And then, you know, some of the people will become aware and then they're not interested and they don't move any further than that. But some of the people will move to the next step. They have interest, right? So let's break this down. How do you translate that into what you do on Facebook? Instead of just running ads to promote a new patient special and try to generate all these leads, instead what you should be doing is focusing on that awareness and that education. So how you can do that is pushing out content that is geared towards that education. And there's two great ways to do that. The first way is publishing regular educational articles or posts. You know, you could write a blog article, post it on your website, and then share that on social and promote that with paid ads. That's reading. That takes, you know, people's time to sit down and actually like read an article. And if you're good at writing or you have a good writer that you could lean on to create that content, you can capture people's attention, and, you know, people do read articles. But what's even more powerful is when you run video. So video content is taking over the internet. People engage with video at a really high rate. It's really easy to consume it. This is a powerful piece of media that you can put out there that is going to get you a lot more attention than, you know, doing regular posting and articles and such. So what we suggest is, as a chiropractor, you have to step into this role where now you're an educator and you're going to use your knowledge and translate it into educational material in the form of video and promote that through social. So we want to do a couple things. We want to first educate your community on the things that you can help them with. Educate them on symptoms, headaches, back pain, hip pain, the list goes on. And then also you're going to show them like treatments, like, okay, here's what we do for XYZ, and this is why, and this is how it has a big impact on your overall health and in the long term. By pushing out that material, you're educating, you're getting people aware, they're becoming familiar with these different terms that you're using and why it's important for them. Secondly, when you get in front of the camera and you talk to your audience in these videos and you're doing that education, you're making sure that people know who you are. They know your name, they've seen your face, they know that your clinic's name, maybe you add a little logo in the corner or at the beginning of the video. Now they're familiar with your brand, your clinic, your practice, you. And that's super powerful. You are providing value through the education, but you're also positioning yourself as the authoritative figure in these health problems. So in the future, maybe they saw the video and they don't call you right away, but you know, if you do a video on headaches and 2 weeks later, 30 days later, 60 days later, that person starts having headache problems, who are they going to think of? They're going to think of you. They're going to say, oh yeah, I watched this video on headaches. Oh yeah, that doctor was just a couple blocks from here. I'm going to try calling them. You are creating a community of people who are educated and familiar with you. We call that the know, like, and trust factor, or when you can start building that relationship with these people before you even meet them. So what we do in our Facebook strategy is we help clinics, you know, come up with content, create those videos, write articles, those type of things that help with the education, and we promote that. And we use your Facebook page to push that out there to the community, your community. And as people are engaging with it, you can actually see that they've watched your videos or that they've read your content and been to your website, and put them in an audience and reserve more content to them. So this is called retargeting, and it's a huge opportunity for practices to continue to nurture the people who are already engaging with you. So if you create a video about headaches and you push that out there and people are watching it, you promote that, you know, you put some ad spend behind it. People are watching this video and you can see all these people, you know, you get 200, 300, 900 likes or video watches. You put all those people into an audience. And now you serve them more video. Serve them more video about headaches, or serve them another video about back pain, or serve them another video about carpal tunnel, or whatever symptom or service that you know, want to focus on or is common in your area for your practice. You know, build more content and reserve more content to the people that are engaging. The people that watch your videos, if they've watched, let's say they've watched 50% of one of your videos, they're much more interested in their health or what you're talking about or you than someone who has not watched your videos. So now what you're doing is you're creating educational content, you're creating awareness for your name and your brand, you're pushing it out there, and then anybody who's engaging, you're retargeting them over and over again. And you know, week one, they watch the video on headaches. Week two, maybe they watch your video on, you know, knee pain. Maybe week three, they watch your, you know, video on maintaining proper posture. You know, all of a sudden, a month later, they've seen three or four of your videos. They've read maybe a couple articles. They're very familiar with you now. And now that they've become familiar and you've built up this audience of people who are engaging, you know a couple things. You know that they're educated, because they've consumed your content. You know that they're somewhat interested, otherwise they wouldn't have been consuming the content in the first place. You know that they're aware of who you are, what you do, why it's valuable. There's that recognition of your face and your name because you're putting yourself in front of them over and over again. Now that you have this audience that you've kind of nurtured and primed, now is the right time to serve them an ad for a new patient special. Now is the time to try to draw them in and say, hey, you know, if you've been experiencing these things, you know, we happen to have this promotion. Here's a good opportunity for you to come in. So instead of just taking that promotional offer and just blasting it out there and hoping that you get some people that are interested and raises their hand, you're actually building authority in your community. You're building a name, you're building a brand, you're driving educated patients that are actually interested in their long-term care, and you nurture that audience until they're ready to come in, and you pull them in with that offer. This strategy is what all the big brands and companies out there do with their marketing. But for some reason, there's this concept out there that, hey, if I just run this new patient special, I'm gonna be able to grow. And that's just not the case anymore. you have to provide value up front and position yourself as the authoritative figure in these problems and in chiropractic in order to gain the trust and pull these people in that are actually interested in getting long-term care and bettering themselves in the long term. You'll be shocked on the quality of the leads that will come in if you nurture them ahead of time. If you put the effort in to build that authority, to drive the education, and you put in that work up front, it's going to yield results for months and years down the road. Like I said, you know, people see your videos today, they may not be ready for care. Maybe they're not ready to make that commitment, but you know, next month, maybe they are, maybe 6 months from now, maybe next year. But you start doing that effort today and you push out and position yourself like that today, you start building that audience and you can start nurturing that over the long term, and you're going to yield results for a long time. So think about Facebook differently. You know, go on there to connect with your community, not necessarily just trying to drive a bunch of leads and fill a spreadsheet full of leads. Build a community of people that, a following of people who are actually interested in care, and you know, educate them, connect with them, and nurture them through content. And we have all sorts of strategies of how to produce this content, you know, tools and tricks to make it super easy, because you don't want the content creation to be the barrier here. You already have the knowledge. You're already the expert. All you have to do is translate it. So, you know, check out some of our articles and resources that we have on our website that talks about like how you can create these videos and these articles. We help our clients kind of work through that, so you're not left trying to figure that out on your own. Don't make it too complicated either. This isn't a Super Bowl ad. It doesn't have to be super polished up. You know, you can shoot these videos from your phone. You know, and we have tips and tricks on how to do that. So check out the resources that are available, because the investment that you make in this content is going to be worth it in the long run for your social strategy. Even if you don't run ads, you should still be using social as a platform to educate and build that community. The paid portion of that just drastically increases the, you know, you're hitting the accelerator button when you put money behind that type of content, but you should be pushing that content on social anyways. So invest in how you're going to use social to drive education, build your brand and your name. There's going to be a ton of value in rethinking how to actually use Facebook and Instagram as a way to drive patient growth for your practice. Check out the information on the website. Change your thinking about it, and I promise you, you'll get more out of Facebook and out of social media if you can, you know, rethink how you're going to use those platforms for your practice. If you have questions or you need help, like strategizing how to do this, we're here for you. So feel free to reach out. We can, you know, look at what you're doing today or what you've done in the past and kind of build a strategy to get more out of Facebook and anything on the digital side that's going to help your practice grow. We are here to help.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cairo Basics Podcast. If you liked the episode, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. You can learn more about chiropractic success online at chirobasics.com. That's chirobasix.com. See you next time.